we all need a pep talk.
Showtime it is. People 6:30.
All right, how y'all doing this evening? Hopefully everybody's having a blessed evening and everybody had a blessed day. And if you didn't, you already know, like I say, God is still God through it all. Today was an awesome and blessed day. I mean, that's why my topic is standing on faith. It's for a reason. And all I can say is God works in mysterious, mysterious ways. He's just so miraculous. Standing on faith is an essential part of believing in God and His Word. When I speak from the heart. And from my own personal experiences of God moving on my behalf for my obedience and carrying out His will. Now, today is a prime example. I mean, it's so many different things that's transpired over my life that I can talk about. But today, that's when I say God definitely, you know what I mean? We all have angels that we are blessed with. In our lifetime, when certain situations have transpired, and you know what I mean, all you can just say is nothing but God, but thank you. You know what I'm saying? It's not enough thanks in the world in order to say thank you to the ones who were there for me when I was, you know, going through any situation that transpired throughout my life. That's one thing, though. I will never, ever, ever forget them. I mean, how can you? God put them in there. God put people in your life for a reason or for a season. So that's one thing that's why I say thanks living also, because I'm so thankful and so blessed that, you know what I mean, all I can do is continue to be thankful for those who have been put in my life. Everything happens for a reason. Every single thing happens for a reason. And I'm so, so, so thankful that He blessed me. And he blesses us all, not just me, but I can only speak on my own personal experience. But that's why I say when I speak, you know what I mean, to minister to others so that they can experience what I've had the blessing of experience, which is a blessed life. And don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect by far. Oh, no, no, no. God still is working on me, and you know what I mean, and working through me. But at the same time, with the walk of faith that I'm on, you know, I make mistakes and I stumble and I fall, but I got to get back up, dust myself off, because the last thing I want to do is to succumb to my circumstances. And that's one thing we have to learn, how to continue to encourage one another so that we don't succumb to our circumstances. Even when we're going through situations with our enemies, because we all got some type of enemy, some type of people who don't like us, because, you know, some people are born with jealousy in their hearts and envy. So, you know, you got to still pray for your enemies no matter what. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter what you're going through, still pray for your enemies. Still pray for your kid's father or your mother's father or still pray for your children's father. You know what I mean? Just because y'all might be going through whatever you're going through, a risk, doesn't mean anything. You still have to understand He still has to be there for those children. And vice versa, when it comes to the mother of your children, you still have to be, you know, you have to learn how to, you know, put aside your differences as adults and, you know, just be there for the children. Do the right thing according to His Word. And I know it's a hard thing to do, but at the same time, it's very, very beneficial. Y'all have to think. Take your heart out of the situation and think logically. It's not about you. It's about those kids. And at the end of the day, they're the ones that's going to suffer behind the grown-ups and the foolishness. So that's why when I speak from experience. Take myself for instance. Unfortunately, I don't get along with my ex-husband and his family, unfortunately, and it's all based on my daughter. you know what I mean? Our daughter, excuse me, our daughter. And it shouldn't be like that, because when you're raising children, you should learn how to come to a common ground and be on one accord. But at the same time, I love them dearly, and I will always love them, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't hold no malice in my heart. I don't hold no envy, no grudge, none of that. For what reason? I mean, we were all trying to do the same thing, which was to raise her, but you know what I mean? It was just a different way. And that's okay. You got to agree to disagree lovingly. With all the hate spewing and stuff, it's not cool. You know what I'm saying? And that, at the end of the day, you can't be at peace. How can you be at peace when you have hatred in your heart for one another? It's not possible. Not at all. You know what I mean? So I want to live peaceful. So I thank God, you know what I'm saying, for blessing me with the type of heart and the type of mind that he has given me. The Lord knows I love my peace, and I will not give it up for nothing in the world. Nothing in the world. Mm-mm. So, you know, I keep away from negative energy. Because if I feel that negative vibe coming up over somebody, oh, I got to go. You need to know I'm not staying around that. So, you know, one thing I don't do, I don't judge, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody goes through something. It's a different thing. But at the end of the day, we all got to learn. We got to learn how to stand on faith when we're going through whatever we're going through. And that's one thing I can say. I thank God for my, I thank God for my parents, for the simple fact is that they definitely, if it wasn't for them, I would not be here for number one. You know, God is our creator, but we created through, you know, reproduction, of course. But I just thank God for them. I grew up, I mean, I've always known the Lord, and I've always loved him. Same time, I've definitely stirred away from him also. And it's a lot of different situations that definitely made me, you know, question him. Like, well, if he loved me so much, why am I going through this? But, you know, it came to a point where I had to understand we all have to go through trials and tribulations in our life. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. We have to go through trials and tribulations in our life in order for him to prepare us for our presentation the way he wants us to be. And that's a powerful, powerful walk. Oh, my Lord Jesus. That's why I tell my daughter, my oldest one, my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter Mia, the one who was missing. And like I say, I it's not enough thanks for y'all for the prayers that and the concern, you know, when she was missing, because that was not an easy situation to go through. But I thank God it was a peaceful situation to go through, because at the end of the day, I knew she was going to be okay, and I knew she was coming back. That's without a doubt, because he told me so, and that's what it was. I asked, and he said, "You ask, and you shall receive it." So I thank you, I thank you. Now, don't get me wrong. There was times where I had my crying spells and I broke down because it was against me. I was like, oh, my goodness, where is she? But at the end of the day, I held strong because he held my hand. He definitely walked me through that situation, because if it was not for my God, Lord, have mercy. And he kept her, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, she has a call on her name. She has a call on her life. He has a purpose. We all have a purpose in life. Everybody has a purpose in life. So when I speak, like I always say, I speak from experience. Even when I speak to my daughters, I speak to them because I try to get them to understand. I don't want them to make the same mistakes I made coming up, that's for sure. And I want them to be better than I was. And that's what we all should want for our children, for them to be better than us. To strive for the highest heights that they can go, because they can do anything. As long as they keep God first, all things are possible through Christ. So, you know, it's definitely important to encourage our children and, you know what I mean, show them that love that they need, so they don't have to go out there searching for no love from no one else. Because, I mean, our generation today and the music, fashion is just, whew, it's a lot now. And that's another thing. For us females with our children, you know, the young ones coming up, we don't have to be half naked to be sexy. We can be sexy and classy covered up. You know what I mean? Leave something to the illusion. Oh, my God, because the Bible speaks about having a man to lust after you. And that's pretty much what it is. If you having a man to lust after you, your clothes. You know what I'm saying? When it doesn't have to be that revealing, as my mom used to say, and my dad, you know. And I thank God for their guidance, because it definitely I didn't always take it now. Don't get me wrong. I didn't always take it, because I know, I remember I used to try to wear, you know, the short skirts and stuff back in the day. Who? My mom would throw them things out, and I would try to cut another one up, and she would throw that one out. Honey, who? After a while, I couldn't wear no skirt. That's how bad it got. But, you know, we all go through things, you know, coming up and doing different things. That's why I said I'm not perfect. I mean, I grew up as my life, God has always been in my life. And I grew up as a pastor's daughter. So, you know, a pastor's daughter, it was certain things expected of me. It was a lot of pressure on me, especially going to school. So, you know, I'm just thankful for the guidance that they gave me, because the knowledge that they gave me allowed me not to make, you know, a whole lot of wrong choices in my younger days when I was coming up. So I'm definitely thankful for that. But not even that, it allowed me to still instill the same morals and values and codes that I live by into my own children, and praying that they would do the same thing, you know, to their kids if they choose to have. Because I know they surely be talking about something, they don't want none, but who knows? You never know what happens later on down the life when they get married, go to school, and all that other stuff. But even though I have not always been on the right path in life, even though I've not always been on the right path in life and stirred away from God, my parents always reminded me this one simple thing: God loves me no matter what, and I was made for purpose. I have a purpose, you know, and He's a forgiving God, and all I had to do was repent, and He would wipe it away, and toss it in a sea of forgiveness. So, I mean, that's always stuck with me. And whenever I was going through something in life, I will always cry out to God, and He will always come for me. He will always be there, my helping hand. So, y'all have to learn how to. We have to learn how to continue to believe in Him. We have to learn to continue to pray and meditate day and night and just trust in His word, and everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. That's why I said we can, you know, we can fall down, but we got to get back up. Got to learn how to get back up and keep on pushing. We don't have to worry about what other people have to say, because you got to remember, those other people who are talking, they don't pay your bills. They don't put a roof over your head. They don't give you no food to eat. All they're doing is running their mouth. So the last thing you need to do is worry about other people, because we're not put on this earth to please people. The only person we should be trying to please is God. That's it. Nobody else but Him. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you look around, where are people at? Oh, okay, but who's always there? G-O-D. All right now. So, come on. We gotta start learning, you know what I'm saying? We shouldn't be worried about what everybody has to say. That's one thing I tell my daughter. Don't worry about what people got to say. People are mean sometimes. They'll say some stuff to try to cut you real deep, you know, and try to get on your, and try to, you know, just get under your skin and stuff. But we have to learn that, you know, we don't need to be listening to people and what they have to say. People can steer you in the wrong direction. People can definitely steer you in the wrong direction. So, the best thing we can do is to do what God is directing your heart to do. Is just simply just try to do the right thing. Just try to live right. That's all we can do, is just try to live right. Because we're not striving to be right now. We can't always be right, but we can live righteous. When I say live righteous, it's simply just doing the right thing, being obedient to His 10 commandments, being obedient to His word, what His word speaks of. Thou shalt not kill, steal, you know what I mean, commit adultery. Just y'all know. If y'all don't, I need y'all to read that Bible, because I can break it down for you if you want me to. We can have a session where when it comes to God's word and His laws now. That might be another one. But definitely want to tell you about, definitely want to keep you up to date when it comes to, you know, the corruption in Delaware. Now, I know I've been talking to you all about, you know, Governor Jack Markell retaliating against me by confirming my former attorney who dropped my case, Gretchen C. Gilchrist. And Sussex County Family Courthouse is the one, Judge Millman, who allowed Gretchen Gilchrist to drop my case. But he got the go-ahead to do so from Governor Jack Markell. Now, she is a new commissioner at Kent County Family Court. Now, this woman is not qualified for her position, number one. And number two is she lacks the experience. She has only been an attorney down here for a couple of years, but 17 years in Pennsylvania has been her number one experience. Now, my whole thing is, how can someone get a position like that and no one knows of her credibility? Now, her credibility, when I say she has tons of documents with her errors, it's tons of documents with her errors. And that's one thing about God. He does not like, you know, God doesn't like ugly, point blank. He does not like ugly. So, Gretchen C. Gilchrist, I mean, she dropped my case. She knew my situation, and she still dropped my case no matter what. This is my attorney. And when my child was missing, I couldn't even get in contact with her because she was so busy being a campaign manager and running a one-woman show at her law firm where she couldn't even answer her phone because she was never in the office. And case is coming up and not even prepared. Now, how was it that she was supposed to be my attorney, but I'm the one that's sitting there doing the legal work? You know, when I say doing the legal work, I mean like the legal brief here, making sure my papers is typed up and correct, got everything I need, all my documentation, all my evidence put together to make myself a brief and make herself a brief. And here we go. When you come to court, she come in empty-handed. Talking about, oh, good, I'm so glad you got this. What? Who does that? So, I mean, yeah, this woman, the last thing I need her to do is to mess anybody else's life up like she definitely did mine, because with the situation going on with my daughter, it would have went totally, totally different if things were handled in a different light. So I just need to shed some light on that situation, for the simple fact is I don't want her to be messing people's cases up over there at Kent County Family Court, because it's not right. It's not right. They should have checked her record. They should have checked her how she does things. You can't just put somebody in a position like that and you know nothing about them. You just go off a word of mouth from one person who barely even knew her probably as well, too. I mean, come on now. And now he done got, what's his name, Brad Eby. He just got reassigned also to Deputy Director in the Attorney General's office also this year, right before Governor Jack Markell is leaving. He's making all these new appointments, these all new nominations and confirming people. That don't fit too well with me at all, not at all. And this is the same man, Governor Jack Markell, who refused to take my call. Don't even want to answer my call, my emails, nothing. But he gets his chief of staff to write me, so I know he knows what's going on, but he's just so ignorant that he refuses to contact me. I mean, what kind of man is that? What kind of man is that? And I'm pretty sure, I mean, I've contacted the new governor-elect's office as well, too, and he had his people call me as well, too. These people, they get into office, and they feel as though they can't be down to earth and still talk to the people. You are supposed to be for the people. What is going on? I don't get it. How can you do that? That's what I'm saying. When people get to a certain level in their position, they feel as though, oh, I can't deal with the people right on one-on-one. I got too much going on, or whatever the case, however they may feel. But it's not cool. It's not a good look. And then I got a letter from the chief judge at Kent County Family Courthouse because I made a complaint against his employees, but not that. I had to let him know about Gretchen C. Gilchrist in that courthouse and, you know, sent him all the information that he needed. You think that man cared? No, he does not care. He wrote me a letter talking about something. Oh, he went over this and he doesn't feel sufficient. Of course you don't feel it sufficient, but I'm going to keep writing his behind, though, and I'm going to flood it. I'm going to make my newsletter and spread it all over. But the simple fact is the people have to know. They need to know. This is why they need to stop with this closed court and open up the court, have an open court session when court is in session so they can see how Delaware does things and how they mess people over. Because they definitely do. They are not for women. They are truly for men. Because anytime you can have a state give a mother of two children $234 for child support, that's ridiculous. And the father makes over $50,000 a year, that's ridiculous. That's not our fault that he went out and made more kids on top of more kids. You know what I'm saying? So why do that? No. You can't be in Jersey, New York, you better go get another job. You can't be in Maryland, you better go get another job because you're going to come out your pocket. And that's what they need to do, especially if these fathers are not trying to be there physically in these children's lives. Might as well pay. Might as well pay. Straight up. That's how it is. It's not about the money. It's about the principle at the end of the day. So, hey. So, I mean, even with the Attorney General's office in the Attorney General's office in Delaware. I mean, my daughter received a voter's registration card when she was out on the run, and my whole thing was I still have not heard back from the Attorney General's office. So what's going on with that? They know about the situation. They took all the information trying to find out how she got a voter's registration card, but yet I have yet to hear it from them. We're in a whole nother year, and I have not heard a single word. That's why I keep writing. I keep writing and I keep faxing. I keep calling them for a reason because somebody has to tell me something. You're not going to sweep this under the rug. I refuse to let it be swept under the rug. So they got to shed some light on it. I'm going to keep talking about it. I'm going to keep banging it in your head. I'm going to keep talking about it until something happens. Because this cannot continue to happen. And not even that, especially with the voters' registration fraud, that's illegal. They definitely have to explain that one to me because that's my daughter's information that's out there. That's my information that's out there because it came to my home. So, you know, that's why I said keep fighting for what's right. If it's right, you better keep on fighting. Keep on keeping on. Keep fighting for it. If it's right, fight for it. I'm a firm believer in fighting for what you believe in. Stand up for what you believe in. You ain't got to take with it. No, no, no. That's one thing about God. He has no punks in his army. And that's one thing y'all have to remember. We wear the armor of God, so he is our defense and our battle. So anything we're going through, honey, you better believe he got our back. And don't nobody else have your back, God has your back. Trust me. I know. I'm a living, walking testimony, breathing testimony. Honey, who? And when it comes to the Trump presidency, continue to pray for Trump's presidency because, as you can see, a move of God is already on the way. God he works in mysterious ways. God is already working things out just by all the drama that is surrounding Trump as we speak. So keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate it. Keep praying for him. Don't judge him. Pray for him. The devil wants you to speak against them, but what you're going to do is do what God says and keep praying for him so he can hear our prayers, hear our cries, and move on the situation. Because he's going to move Trump out the way. He's already almost out the way. Because trust me, squeaky clean, that's why we don't see no tax returns or nothing like that now. He definitely dirty. He definitely did some dirty deals. And is Gary be exposed? He is definitely going to be exposed. So remember, you heard it here on Hope for All radio show. All you have to do is just pray for it. That's why I tell you, pray for your enemies. You don't have to wish them bad in this and third. Pray for them and allow God to do what he's going to do. You can't do nothing when it comes to it. Vengeance is not ours. It's his. Vengeance is the Lord, not ours. Remember that. So if someone's doing you something wrong, that's fine. Just say, oh, okay, thank you. Keep moving. Keep moving. Don't even give them the satisfaction of the doubt, especially when you have haters on you. Don't give them the satisfaction of the doubt. You keep on moving, and don't even pay them no mind. Pray for them and keep them moving. Do what you have to do. So, you know, like I say, I appreciate y'all tuning in. And, you know, I don't keep y'all long, man. I say what I have to say, and I keep it moving. Now, like I always say, if you have anything to say, I ask that you call in at 323-642-1559. You know what I mean? You're always welcome to jump on the line. And I appreciate, yes, appreciate it, you know, because I see y'all on the boards, you know, you're typing and you're responding in the chat room. So, yes, I appreciate it. All the love that I get, you know, and from the followers. So thank you very, very much. But y'all already know, just keep doing what you're doing. And just know I love y'all. And one thing you do have over here is someone that's praying for y'all. I might not know you, but as I say, I put you all in one prayer. Thank you for the listeners. Watch over the listeners. I pray for y'all. And you know what I mean? I thank y'all because by y'all listening, you are sharing, you're spreading the word. So that's my goal, is to spread the word of God, to spread the love of Jesus, and to definitely, you know, he has dropped it in my spirit to do this outreach ministry, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. It's something that I've never, ever, ever, ever thought that, you know, would be able to come to the forefront, but this is the year of fulfillment, so I'm going to do whatever I have to do and do it. Because I love to help people, and this is my ultimate, ultimate joy. My ultimate joy is to see others happy. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to, you know, get this ministry started, but I can't do it without y'all. I need y'all there because it takes more than just one person to get some things done. So if you know someone and know someone and know someone, you contact me, MC Associates, the number 4, all, at gmail.com. If you got a building, a bus for rent, I mean, whatever, because we got to start taking back our generation, this younger generation, you know what I'm saying? We got to sit there and see, end homelessness. We got to end hunger, you know what I mean? And just not just in our community, but the entire nation. Now, it's a chef that's called Carmen, dang, what is her name? She's all over my Facebook page, Carmen Atlanta, something like that. This woman is awesome. She's awesome. She feeds the people. She's a chef down in ATL, Atlanta, and she feeds the people. Like I said, I'm on my way down there. I'm definitely going to make it down there. But this woman, she needs to, I mean, she's just awesome. I love what she's doing by feeding the people. And she brings so much love and so much joy and soul to it. So it's just awesome to see it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And that's what I want for our own community, for us to take charge of our community, come together as one, and feed the people, clothe the people, and get some of these abandoned buildings up and running. We use our own blood, sweat, and tears and get this stuff done. You know what I mean? If we all put our money together, you know how much things we can do? Oh, my God. Man, sky's the limit on things we can do. So it's all about, you know, us getting together and got to do what we got to do, especially with these kids out here, these young ones out here that are dying senselessly for no reason. It breaks my heart every time I open a newspaper or look on the news and I see another young one has bite the dust for the simple fact of senseless act of violence. It has to stop. It has to stop. I mean, as you can see, I'm very passionate about it because, I mean, I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of seeing it. I lost somebody very close to, you know what I mean, a senseless act of violence. So I speak from my heart. It's time for this to stop. We got to learn to teach these kids. You can do something else when it comes to, you know, being disrespected or when you feel like you're angry. You don't have to pick up a gun and go shoot somebody. That's not going to make you, you know what I mean, get. What do you think that's going to make? That's only going to make you look like a fool because you're going to jail. You're going to jail. You're not even going to have no life. And when you come out, I mean, who wants to be? No. I need you men to start, you know, ministering to these young guys. I know sometimes they're like, man, I don't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you never know who you might be able to impact or pierce. You know, I know nowadays these younger generations, they got a lot of heart, but at the same time, we got a lot of heart too. So we got to learn to teach them. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do that. You can. There's different ways you can handle conflict. So it's called conflict resolution. I need the counselors. I need all our sisters. You know what I'm saying? Our mothers get together. Yeah, we about to take Delaware for a storm. We about to take Delaware by storm. So with all that said, you know, it's just time to get on the move, and that's what we're going to do. It's time to move. Time to act. Action time is now. Time to act on what needs to be done. I mean, if the time is now. There's no time to be waiting around. We're just going to do what we got to do and keep it moving. So I'm not going to be before y'all any longer. I appreciate y'all because my time is running out before they sit there and cut me off. But I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. Y'all keep your head up. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Remember, I'm praying for you so much. And tune in same time every night at 6:30.